sideline.
Had a hand up.
And about two cheerleaders hit him, too, on that one. He hit about everybody. So that's going to be a first and 10, and the Warriors make some big room, knocking on the door. Craig breaks up the middle, and close to a touchdown as he busted for about 30-yard carry. He's well over 125, 140 yards easily.
The quarterback for Mayville, Jared Hogue, was able to grab him before he slipped into the end zone after another great run.
Well, I like how North Hurons are getting right over the ball. They're not back in the huddle. They're calling them from the line, and here we go. It's going to be first and goal. Warriors have it on the two-yard line of Mayville. Hand off again to Craig. He goes untouched off the tackle. Hand off from Sharansky on the right side, and the Warriors are that quickly back on the board again.
Tell you what, doesn't look like an 0-5 team tonight.
Wow! No kidding. I didn't know what to expect, but man, speed. They got some great size out there. Both teams have good size, but man, the Warriors are looking big, large, and in charge right now here in the first half. Going for the point after. They run the same play. Hand off to the right side to Craig. Nothing on the inside, and he gets it in for the point after. 19, Mike Craig. For the North Huron Warriors. So with 10:52 to go here in the second quarter, the North Huron Warriors 14 and the Mayville Wildcats 6.
A little homecoming motivation there.
What a band. Man, this is, you know, for a small school. A lot of small schools. Everybody's got a small school anymore. There's almost 70 members on this North Huron marching band under the direction of Darren McNabb. And you know, it's just awesome when you've got kids and you've got a good music program like that. He's been building this music program up here for years. Hey, I also want to give a shout out to our North Huron cheerleaders. I'll try to get the names at halftime of all of our Mayville cheerleaders.
Sure.
But our cheerleaders for North Huron are Ashley Veers, Becky Braun, Hannah Gorkowski, Kelsey Goretzky, Katie Lynch, Maggie Fisher, Jackie Braun, Jessica McDaniels, and their head coach, Shauna Hileski. The North Huron Warriors varsity cheerleaders, keeping the crowd all excited tonight, leading the cheers at homecoming, and we've got a big homecoming halftime program coming up. And during the halftime, we'll get a chance to talk to a few of the North Huron folks that are running the school and running the sports program, and maybe we'll get a couple of the former coaches, and we'll have all kinds of fun up here at the half. With 10:52 to go here in the second quarter, the Warriors 14, Mayville Wildcats 6.
They mentioned to us before the game how close of a matchup this was going to be. I don't think we meant this much.
Well, we got a lot of game here to go. Toner with a nice kick. Number 20, the ball carrier, Nick Phillips, takes it on about the 20-yard line. And Nick has a real nice return, about a 25-yard pickup. Gets it back up to midfield, so the Wildcats are going to have real good field position. They'll take it on their own 45-yard line. It's going to be first and 10 for Mayville. Yeah, not at all the game I thought we were going to see tonight, you know, and it's still, of course, we're still a touchdown away. Don't leave us. I think this is going to be one of those back-and-forth battles. Just what Randy Miller had said, it's going to come right down. If they hang in there, it's going to come down to the last couple minutes of that fourth quarter. Hand off on the right side.
Ooh.
Number 45, the ball carrier, Zach Loeffler, but what an inside tackle there. Number, who's in there?
88, Quinn Duda.
Great tackle there. Brendan Bruce also in on the tackle. 6'5", 185 pounds senior for the Warriors. Pick up, no, loss of a couple yards. So here we go. It's going to be second and right around 12 yards to go for the Wildcats. On their 43-yard line, quarterback keeper left side. Hogue's going to take it off the left tackle. Will run, get her down about 5 yards. Nice pickup there for Hogue. Carries a few Warrior defenders and picks up right around 7 yards on the quarterback keep. That'll bring up a Mayville third down and a long 5.
Andrew Bruschetti with the tackle there.
9:35 to go here in your second quarter.
Both lines are doing pretty well besides some breakout plays, you know, for the most part. Been able to bring them down pretty quick.
Good line play. You're right. Both sides of the ball here for Mayville and for North Huron. And here we go. Out of the shotgun. Hogue's back to pass. Looks for a short one. Oh, almost intercepted. In and out of the hands of Andrew Pichette, number 54 for the Warriors. looking down at his hands. It was right there, but it was so fast. Probably a good thing that Hogue put so much meat behind that that pass. I mean, he put a spiral fastball right down the middle of the field, and it was in and out of the hands of Pichette before he had a chance to even think about it. So that'll bring up a fourth down for Mayville.
Been kicking so far, but North Huron went for two fourth downs already.
So on the fourth down in about six for Mayville, they'll go for it.
All right.
Hogue out of the shotgun. Picks the hand off the right side, is going to keep it, and will break a tackle, and is going to be a Mayville first down, still rolling with the Warriors. And a big pickup there by number 12, Jared Hogue.
Saturday, October
1st,
it's Randy Hunting Center's annual open house at the East End of Bad Axe with one-day only specials, incredible deals on guns, crossbows, archery equipment, and accessories. Factory representatives on hand from Darden and Ruger. Demonstration hunting bows in a Darden shooting trailer. The Viper SS Camel Crossbow, one of Darden's highest performance, most compact models. Complete package with bows, quivers, scoping, cocking ropes, only $499.95. Thousands of new guns, including many limited editions, exclusively for Randy's Hunting Center, like the Ruger American Bolt Action 450 Bushmaster Rifle. It's a legal pistol-length caliber for a rifle for deer season in Lower Michigan, priced at only $499. The new AR-5.56 rifle, impossible to find nationwide, 50 in stock, it's only $599. The Ruger LCP 380, the most carried pistol in America, for only $195. Ruger American Semi-Automatic 9mm or 45 caliber, your choice, only $399. That's at the annual open house at Randy's Hunting Center this Saturday, October 1st. See more at randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
He's looking for something. He's surrounded by Warriors.
Got rid of it.
Got rushed there. Tried to get the pass off to 81, Jeffrey Frost, but just not enough time to set up to make that pass. It comes up short, and that'll bring a third down. Third down and four from Mayville.
Lead time in the second quarter still, 8:48, 14-6. North Huron's got the edge.
Good coverage there by North Huron Warrior, a secondary. 32 back there, Adrian Tibbetts. 82 was in on coverage, Alex Shornack. And we're going to have a timeout, North Huron. So with 8:48 to go here in the second quarter, the Warriors 14 and the Wildcats 6. This is Cruise 102.1 FM Sports. We'll be right back after this.
At Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring, they sell what they run. Countryside Sales and Service is your closest authorized dealer for Mack trailers and parts, founded by truckers for truckers. Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring has thousands of new and used parts in stock, with emphasis on Kenworth, Caterpillar, and Mack trailers. Open 6 days a week and open late for your fall harvest breakdowns. Visit countrysidemi.com. And Stacks Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, lottery tickets, full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and many convenience items. Open 7 days a week, Stacks Market of Owendale, like a little truck stop but without the showers.
You are number one North Huron Warrior fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the Biden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Contact the Biden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin. Great rates, superior service, and local people you can count on. Everyone at Finan and Schmidt Insurance Agency supports area athletes and hope you enjoy the game. For a no-obligation quote, call 989-738-5202.
Back here at Warrior Field, third down and a short. Hand off to Zach Leffler, takes it off to the left tackle. We'll pick up about 4 yards, and that'll be a first and 10 now for the Wildcats, knocking on the door of the Warriors. First and 10 on the 17-yard line. Hogue out of the shotgun. Fakes the hand off the right side. All alone there. Quick handoff to Nick Phillips to the left side.
Big hit by Brendan Bruce to bring him down. You can see how about three players went for the quarterback on that, because another one of the plays where transferred so well. Here comes the rain.
Second down.
I said it wasn't raining 2 seconds ago.
I wondered how you knew it was raining. You can hardly see it, but all the umbrellas just popped up in front of us here. So it's going to bring up a second down, about a 5-yard pickup. And the Warriors need to get tough here in the rain, and it's really